USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the January 6th attack on the Capitol was clearly criminal behavior and was an act of domestic terrorism.
It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law.
Wray, testifying in a Senate hearing, says hundreds of suspects have been identified in a wide-ranging ongoing investigation. Texas's coronavirus mandates are ending next week.
Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying people should still follow CDC prevention suggestions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Senator Elizabeth Warren wants to see a wealth tax on the richest Americans. The Massachusetts Democrat telling reporters it would generate more revenue and opportunity. She's bringing up legislation that would impose a tax on those worth more than $50 million. Grover Norquist is a president of Americans for Tax Reform. He tells CNBC this is not a good move.
You want to, you reduce the capital gains tax. Every time we've reduced the capital gains tax rate, higher income people have paid more in taxes, and you've had more growth, and there have been more jobs for everybody. So if you're into hate and envy, go ahead and do the wealth tax. There's a lot of selective discussion about where the wealth tax has succeeded. 15 countries have put in a wealth tax. 11 got rid of them because they discovered how dysfunctional it was.
Vernon Jordan, a civil rights leader whose pragmatism and charisma gave him access to corporate boardrooms, congressional leaders, and the White House, died Monday at the age of 85. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is set to release guidance this week on safe activities for people who have received both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Amid growing questions about when and how shots will enable a return to normal life. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire welcomes this news.
I think it is so important, and I'm so grateful that Dr. Fauci came forth and said this, because if you keep telling people that even after the vaccine that they're not able to go out, people are going to stop getting the vaccine. I find that to be very dangerous. And so, yes, if these vaccines have somewhere over 80% efficacy at decreasing severity and hospitalization and death, that's great news. So you've already decreased their risk. You add two people with the vaccine, that risk is even more exceedingly low. I mean, ultimately, Steve, this is what we have to do to move forward. And the more people vaccine, the more safe we are all going to be, especially if community transmission is low.
Capitol architect J. Brett Blandin told lawmakers damage from January's Capitol riot will likely cost $30 million to cover adequate mental health services, art repairs, and enhanced security. Contrast that with the riot in the immediate aftermath of George Floyd's death. Those riots produced a colossal estimated cost of $2 billion in damage, and that was in the 14 days following Floyd's death. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.